This is DW News live from Berlin. Beijing calls the coronavirus outbreak a grave situation. Chinese President Xi Jinping convenes an emergency meeting where he warns the spread of the deadly virus is accelerating. More new cases are detected within China and in other countries. Also coming up, a powerful earthquake strikes the east of Turkey, killing at least 29 people and injuring hundreds more. Emergency services are searching for survivors still stuck under the rubble. And in German soccer, Bayern Munich cut Leipzig's lead at the top of the Bundesliga to just a single point after a five-goal demolition of Schalke at the Allianz Arena. I'm Tomi Oladipo. Welcome to the program. We begin in China, where President Xi Jinping is warning that the coronavirus outbreak is a grave situation for the country. He says the spread of the disease is accelerating and is ordering Chinese authorities to take new steps to contain it. The respiratory infection has now killed at least 41 people in the country, with over 1,300 others infected. The cases first emerged last month in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. But as holidaymakers returned home and people from the area travel overseas, people made sick by the virus have been found in other Asian countries. These include Thailand, Japan, and Singapore. In the United States, two people are recovering after treatment. In France, three travelers back from China have been diagnosed with the virus. And Australia confirmed four cases. Now, so far, the vast majority of cases and all the deaths have been in China. Outbreaks have been recorded throughout the country. Authorities have been trying to limit the movement of tens of millions of people for the Lunar New Year holiday.
This should be one of the busiest days of the year here, as Lunar New Year holiday crowds swarm through Shanghai's Disneyland. But Disneytown is a ghost town, closed until further notice. There'll be no Mickey Mouse to usher in the year of the rat.
In response to the prevention and control of the disease outbreak, and in order to ensure the health and safety of our guests and cast, Shanghai Disneyland, Disneytown, are temporarily closed now.
Tourist attractions across the country have been closed to the public. I just went to Tiananmen Square and the Imperial College, and they're all closed. Many other tourist sites are also closed. At a time when millions of Chinese travel to spend the Lunar New Year with family, government roadblocks are in place to stop all non-essential traffic. On the outskirts of Wuhan, people trying to leave the virus-stricken city of 11 million are turned back. Health checks are carried out at the roadside. In Hubei province, cities which are home to some 60 million people have been put under quarantine. As queues form at health centres and emergency rooms and residents stock up on masks and medical supplies, some people have been forced to cut their holidays short. Because of the epidemic, we have to go back to work. Chinese President Xi Jinping has warned that China faces a grave situation given the accelerating spread of this new SARS-like virus. In 2003, SARS killed 650 people across mainland China and Hong Kong. This outbreak has a long way to go before it can compete with SARS. But at that time, China faced international criticism for acting too slowly and withholding critical information from other countries.
Now, earlier we talked to Mohamed Munir. He's a virologist at Lancaster University in the UK. And we asked him, how prepared is Europe for this outbreak?
Europe has put in place precautionary measures much slower than other countries such as America and Australia. However, in current situation, a majority of the busy or the main airports, they are having a very good scanning system in place, and all of them, they are vigilant. Information has already been spread all over the Europe, and people have a lot more information. So I think personally, that the infrastructure and the overall preparedness that is in place at the moment is probably sufficient enough to be vigilant enough and to catch the cases that might lead to infections.
Now let's take a brief look at some other stories making news around the world. Lawyers for Donald Trump have begun making their case to the U.S. Senate in his impeachment trial, saying the president did nothing wrong. Trump's attorneys will speak for 24 hours over 3 days, the same amount of time given to Democrats to present their arguments against Trump. Boeing's new long-haul passenger jet, the 777X, has successfully completed its maiden flight. The plane is the world's largest twin-engine jetliner. The flight comes as Boeing is facing a crisis over its smaller 737 MAX following two deadly crashes. Hundreds have protested in the Gambia near the capital, Banjul. They're demanding justice for victims of sweeping abuses committed under the former dictator, Yahya Jammeh. Jammeh fled the country in 2017 after ruling for 22 years. Protesters say he should be returned from exile to face justice. In Turkey, the death toll has risen to at least 29, with nearly 1,500 injured following a powerful earthquake in the east of the country. The quake struck near the town of Sivrija, about 550 kilometers east of the capital, Ankara. It was followed by dozens of aftershocks, some of them almost as strong as the initial quake. Rescue teams are now searching for survivors trapped in collapsed buildings.
Azize, if you can hear your husband's voice and keep him talking so that he stays conscious, talk to your children too.
This rescue worker is trying to calm those trapped in the rubble while the rescuers dig their way in by hand. So far, they've pulled more than 40 people out of the collapsed buildings. This quake was a big one, magnitude 6.8, and there have been hundreds of aftershocks. The town of Sivrije got off relatively lightly, only five buildings collapsed. But in the surrounding area, more than 70 apartment houses have caved in, and nearly 1,000 have been damaged. Late in the day, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited the quake-hit areas.
The rescuers are working as fast as they can to pull survivors from the rubble. They search for every voice they can hear.
After 17 painstaking hours, they have freed Aziza from the rubble. She's suffering from hypothermia, but she's okay. The search for other survivors continues.
Earlier, DW's Yulia Han in Istanbul spoke to us about those rescue efforts.
Well, the good news is, time and again, rescue workers have pulled people alive from the rubble of collapsed buildings. These scenes are being widely shared here on TV, on social media too, because these are moments of hope. And many people in the affected areas there in eastern Turkey are clinging to every spark of hope right now. Rescue teams and aid, food, for example, tents and blankets have been sent from across the country. Thousands of people had to leave their homes because they were damaged or for safety reasons. Hundreds of aftershocks have been reported in the area, and there might be more. So people had to stay in emergency shelters. Emergency shelters were set up in schools, in sports halls, in mosques. So this is where many people will spend the night.
To football now, and RB Leipzig have suffered their first Bundesliga defeat since late October at the hands of Eintracht Frankfurt. The Eagles won 2-0, and in doing so, made things a lot more interesting at the top of the table.
Both Frankfurt and RB Leipzig started 2020 with a win last weekend, though it was the guests who looked the most likely to make it 2-2 in the new year. Timo Werner has 20 league goals already this season and gave the hosts an early warning that he was in the mood for more. But Frankfurt rode out the first half pressure and were hammered in front just minutes after the restart by Almami Touré. The Frenchman's first goal of the season, an absolute thunderbolt that left Peter Gulacsi without a chance in the Leipzig net. 3 minutes later, the Hungarian stopper was forced to make a crucial intervention to prevent Filip Kostic from doubling Frankfurt's lead. 1-0 it stayed until the 94th minute when Gonzalo Paciencia pounced on a sloppy defensive pass and lifted his head to find Kostic alone in front of goal. Gulashi was helpless once more, and the Serbian striker guaranteed his side all 3 points. It's six from a possible six for Frankfurt since the winter break, while Leipzig suffered their first Bundesliga defeat since the 24th of October.
Meanwhile, Bayern Munich have closed RB Leipzig's lead at the top of the league table to just a single point after battering Schalke in the Bavarian capital. It was billed as a heavyweight title fight, but ended in a 5-0 knockout.
A resurgent Schalke went to Allianz Arena knowing it was a stage on which David Wagner's side would be closely examined under football's brightest lights. After just 6 minutes, it would be keeper Marcus Schubert to be tested first. He failed to deal with a tantalising cross, and Robert Lewandowski was soon celebrating a return to the top of the scoring charts with his 21st goal of the season. The replay wasn't great viewing for the 21-year-old keeper, who was all at sea, and the red tide continued to sweep forward before half-time as a Bayern favourite returned to the scorer's sheet at the end of a well-constructed move. A Perisic cross, a Goretzka assist and a Thomas Müller finish was poetry in motion, and there was more beautiful prose to come. 5 minutes into the second half and a former Schalke starlet Leon Goretzka stepped up to bring his old club to their knees. 3-0 after the trickery, and the only question left was how many would it be? 8 minutes later, Lewandowski turned provider, and it was Bayern 4-0. The Pole's footwork paved the way for Thiago's very simple finish. The final stage is little more than a procession as Serge Gnabry made fun of his opponent before Schubert added one final sad and sour note to his Munich symphony. Bayern back within a point of Leipzig at the top and ready to make a run at an eighth straight title as Schalke go back to the drawing board.
Now, what does it mean to hear music? That's the focus of a production here in Germany. The organisers have taken works by the composer Beethoven, added a group of dancers and have really turned up the bass. It's all part of a project to make music more accessible for deaf and hearing impaired people.
Feel Beethoven's music, see his rhythms, feel the bass resonate throughout your body. This groundbreaking Beethoven concert in Cologne enables all of this. The exceptionally strong bass and an impressive light show give deaf people the chance to experience Beethoven's Fifth. Dancers also interpret the sounds.
I am quite speechless. It was deeply moving, a real highlight. It's amazing to experience such a gesture of inclusion. The language, dance, music, simply wonderful.
Backstage, we meet the 30 young dancers just before they go on stage. Most of the group are themselves deaf. The beats connect them with Beethoven's work. Over months, those who are able to hear and those who can't have learned a lot from each other.
Of course I can't hear the music, but I can feel it and can feel the bass. I feel it all over my skin.
If I can't speak with sign, then I mimic. We also talk with our eyes.
Beethoven himself developed problems hearing at a young age. Eventually, he went deaf. But the composer didn't give up making music. He could still understand notes and the relationship between them in his head. Music is more than simple acoustics, says dancer Cassandra Wiedel, who has been deaf since she was three.
I know what it means when someone goes deaf. People used to think, okay, if they can't talk, then they're not right in the head. But of course, there's nothing wrong with us. I have a language I speak with my hands and my mind still works fine. Exactly the same as with Beethoven. He said he had the music inside him and therefore could continue to hear it.
This Beethoven project is an exploration of the senses and asks, what does it mean to hear music?
Stay tuned for a look at Finland's preparation for the Euro 2020 football tournament. That's in Sports Life up next. I'm Tomi Oladipo in Berlin, and I'm back at the top of the hour.